Hello, I'm Callum Robertson.
I'm Jackie Dalton.
And you're listening to Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com. In the programme today, parties, celebrations and music's next big thing.
We start today with John Escombe and Word Facts.
Word Facts. Our word facts today are all connected with the word party. A party is a social gathering, often to celebrate a special event, such as a birthday. In this use, it's a noun, but it can also be a verb, to party.
I love to party.
When you arrange a party, you can say that you are having a party.
I'm having a party next Saturday. Would you like to come?
You can also say you are throwing a party.
John's throwing a party next weekend. He said we're all invited.
And a more formal phrase is to host a party.
The BBC World Service is hosting a number of parties to celebrate its 75th anniversary.
Word facts.
And that's a fact.
And there'll be more word facts later in the programme.
So, Jackie, it's nearly Christmas time, but that's not the only reason we're talking about parties and celebrations today.
No, that's right. This week is also the 75th birthday of the BBC World Service. And on December the 19th, 1932, the first broadcast was made. And to celebrate, there have been a lot of special events and parties, as well as the normal Christmas parties that we have every year.
Yes, we'll hear more about one of those events shortly. But before that, let's go back in time to that first day of the World Service, or what was known then as the Empire Service.
And when it started, it seems that there weren't really very high expectations. This is the founder of the BBC, Lord Reith, talking about the new service on that day, December the 19th, 1932.
As to programmes, don't expect too much in the early days. The programmes will neither be very interesting nor very good.
Well, Lord Reith there certainly didn't seem to have a lot of faith in the programmes, saying that they will neither be very interesting nor very good.
But we hope things have changed.
And, well, one programme that has certainly been good on the World Service this year is the competition Music's Next Big Thing. It was one of the events linked to the anniversary celebrations, and the competition winners played at the World Service 75th birthday concert last Saturday. Now, one man who knows perhaps more than anyone else about the competition is its executive producer, Simon Pitts, who is here with us today. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Callum.
And have you been enjoying the anniversary events and celebrations?
Well, very much. I even yesterday was able to get a tiny, tiny piece of anniversary cake.
Super. Now, could you explain for those who maybe haven't heard of it, what is the Next Big Thing competition?
It was a competition which we launched in October, and we asked people to send in their entries, and we said, you can send in anything, any style of music, in any language, about really anything. We just were looking for two real criteria, which were, you had to be performing your own original music, and also, we didn't want you to be signed to like a major record label. And the third thing was that we were looking for musical pioneers, people trying to do something a bit different.
Right, and how many entries did you receive?
Well, in the end we got 2,000 entries from around 88 countries, which is, you know, which was wonderful.
So you had 2,000 entries, and how did you get those down to shorter lists?
Well, what we did was the staff in the BBC here just reduced it down to 20, and then what we did with those 20 was we sent it out to a global panel of music industry experts, you know, people like Tori Amos and Nitin Sawhney, and they came back and scored them all. And from their scores, we were able to get a clear top five.
OK, well, I think we should have a listen to some of these now. And if you could tell us a little bit about them. We're not going to play or talk about the winners just yet. We'll come back to them later in the programme. But these are some brief clips from the other finalists, the top five finalists. And The first one we're going to hear, I wonder, before we hear that, could you tell us who it is and a little bit about them?
Well, this is Maya McCullum. She is a French-Scottish woman. She lives in Paris, and her song is called Humide Humilité.
Espionne, espiègle et friponne, friponne. Masque passager, entassé dans le peu d'espace que nous trace nos dépendances.
Well, that was Maya McCullum there. What were your thoughts on that one?
Well,
very interesting.
I mean, we loved it. I mean, the jury loved it. The reason is because she's making up words. I mean, some of those words that she's singing there are you know, made up French. It's a song she didn't want to give us the lyrics, but she wanted to tell us very French what the kind of idea of the song was. And the idea of the song, I think you can hear very clearly in its sound, and that is about loneliness, claustrophobia, and living in a city of many influences.
Okay, moving on. Let's go to a different country. And this band is from Iceland. Can you tell us a little bit about them? And can you pronounce the name? I see it on the script in front of me. I wouldn't know how to pronounce it, but perhaps you can enlighten me.
They're called Hroin. They're from Iceland, as you say. And Hroin is, in fact, Icelandic for lava. You know, the rocky stuff that comes out of volcanoes. This song, which is very peaceful, very calm, was recorded out in the west coast of the island in a disused herring processing factory.
A very atmospheric sound there, quite mournful as well. I don't understand the language, but a very strong atmosphere in there.
It's based on some Icelandic literature. In Iceland, they have these long tales called sagas, and that song is about love between two mythical creatures.
The next band were from Serbia. Again, if you could pronounce them for us and tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, this is Vrela. This is an amazing band. I mean, there's, you know, 11 of them up there. They sound to me like they are almost a sort of Serbian war orchestra. It's an extremely energetic thing. What they're saying is that they're bringing some of the traditional Serb influences and bringing them up to date.
Okay, let's hear a bit. Well, very different from the other two we've heard already.
It's really extraordinary, isn't it? Because they all sound so different, these artists. And seeing this band of 11 on stage is wonderful. And that's the way music is going, because musicians aren't making any money from CDs. They need to have a big, exciting presence live.
Okay, and the final one we're going to listen to now from Dubai.
This is Jeremy Johnson. He's wonderful. He's a solo artist. The judges on our final said, this man's a world-class performer.
If there's a way to get things back to the beginning, won't you try? I want to feel you, breathe you, need you, always with me on my ride. Is this the line? Baby, can't you see? You're a part of me. Think in my shoes. I love you, baby. Where do I stand?
Well, again, very different from the others that we've heard. I suppose that's the closest to what we might recognise as a mainstream kind of pop record, but still very distinctive.
Jeremy Johnson is only 19 years old. He's from Dubai, but he's Indian. As you say, it's close to sort of pop, but he's fusing all these influences and coming up with something that I think, and the jury thought, sounds very original too.
Was that something that was important, not to get something that sounded like you can hear when you turn on the mainstream radio? It had to be something, you know, something new. And was it particularly world music you were interested in? Because a lot of this, we've heard songs in native languages, not English, or, although Jeremy was there singing in English.
It was very important to find people doing something new, because it's so easy to repeat, isn't it? For all artists, for all of us, every human, it's easy to just do the same thing as everybody else does. And what we're looking for is something that you could hear in any country in the world, but was definitely from somewhere specific at this moment in time. I think all of those have that.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very eclectic collection of songs there. Jackie, when we say something is eclectic, what do we mean by that?
It means exactly what we've just been talking about, really, that it's all very, very different styles and different influences, which really, for me as well, has been standing out listening to these clips. It's just, for me, all of them sounded totally different, totally new. So eclectic, diverse.
Exactly. Well, thank you for now, Simon. We'll come back to you a little bit later and find out who was the winner.
You're listening to Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Time now for some more word facts.
Word facts. There are a number of compound expressions which use the word party. A party goer. P-A-R-T-Y G-O-E-R is someone who is at a particular party or is someone who likes going to parties. Someone who really likes going to parties can be described as a party animal.
I'm a real party animal. I just love to party.
But a party pooper, P-O-O-P-E-R, is someone who doesn't want to join in the fun and spoils other people's enjoyment.
Right, it's 10:30 now. Time to leave.
Oh, don't be such a party pooper.
If you have been to so many parties that you can't go to one more, you can explain your lack of interest by saying that you are partied out.
Are you coming to the office Christmas party tonight?
No, I've been to so many parties in the last couple of weeks. I'm just partied out.
Word facts.
And that's a fact.
So, Jackie, are you a party animal or a party pooper?
Well, I think if you asked me that a couple of weeks ago, I would have said I'm a party animal because I had loads of parties lined up and was very excited about them and going out every night. And I went also to the big World Service one on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But as time has gone on, I've slowly sort of run out of steam. and last night I went to a party and went home at 7:30 and was called a bit of a party pooper. But I was just completely partied out because I'd just been going out lots and lots and couldn't take it anymore.
Simon, how about you? Has the end of the next big thing, the 75th birthday and Christmas, left you partied out, or are you still raring to go?
Well, I think I'm still raring to go because I feel worked out and still haven't quite finished that.
Right, well, a little bit more work for you to do now. We heard about the other finalists, but who were the winners?
The winners were a wonderful band from Kenya, and they're called Unasi.
Again, very different from all those we heard, but tremendously energetic. And we saw them, as Jackie said, at the big birthday party, and they were fantastic, live. But why did they win? Was it their energy? Was it the song? Was it the performance? What put them above the others?
I think for the jury who chose them as the winners, it was a unanimous decision. And I think that the decision was because live as performers, they brought this incredible sense of fun. You know, they were dancing, they were putting everything they had into it. They're a big band, there's nine of them with a big sound. They have fun, but they have a serious message too. The song is a song warning about too much drinking. And so they're sort of committed artists who are obviously professional, really keen, and they're doing something useful as well as something just like, although it's a song about no drinking, it sounds like they're having a lot more fun than a lot of people who are doing a lot of drinking.
Yes, yes. Now, they've won the next big thing, 2007. So what next for Unassi? Do they get, at the moment they are an unsigned band, which is part of the rules for entering the competition. But like some of the big television things, do they get a record deal now? Do they get a record contract? Or is it just the honour of winning this? What do they get?
I mean, the prize was, for all the finalists, we brought them over to London to perform. They had a weekend here and we showed them around a bit. And then the winner obviously gets our trophy. But the key thing for them was to get the gig at the concert that you saw. So Unassi won, if you like, the chance to perform for an enormous international audience of radio listeners at a wonderful stage in London alongside some big names in music, including the pop singer Katie Melua and the guy who invented punk rock, well, co-invented punk rock, Mick Jones. So the prize was that, really. Of course, massive international promotion should help them, but we won't be signing them to a BBC Records because, unfortunately, there isn't a BBC Records to sign them to.
Unfortunately, because they were great. They were fantastic, as were all the entries. And if people want to hear more and see more of those artists, they can on the Next Big Thing website. There'll be a link to that on our site. And also this weekend, on BBC World?
Yep, the final, that where all of those bands that you've and I've just been talking about are all going to be on various times on Saturday and Sunday and BBC World, and it's called The Next Big Thing.
And that's the 22nd and 23rd of December, we should say. If you're listening to a download of this or the podcast and it's after the weekend, then unfortunately you'll have missed it, but it may very well be repeated. And Simon, what about you, your next big thing? Are you doing the same thing in 2008 or are you moving on to other projects?
Well, we really hope to do this again. I mean, one thing about it that is great is that it's an opportunity for listeners to tell us, really, you know, what they're doing, rather than often broadcasting is a one-way street. You know, we're always telling them what we think. And I think the nice thing about this contest is hearing from all these people around the world with a lot of talent is a really just enjoyable and fun process to go through.
And tremendous fun to listen to all those artists. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thanks.
Now, here's John with the last of today's word facts.
Word facts. The word party is also used in a number of contexts that have nothing to do with celebrations. A political party is an organisation of politicians with similar beliefs. In Britain, there are three main political parties: the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, and the Liberal Democrat Party. A group of people who do something or go somewhere together can also be called a party. You could have a party of tourists who, for example, get lost in the mountains. Then they might be found by a rescue party or a search party, a group of people organised to go and look for lost people. And finally, a formal expression, to be party to something. If you are party to something, it means you're involved in an activity, particularly a dishonest or illegal one.
He always claimed he wasn't party to the robbery, but he was convicted and sent to prison for 3 years.
Word facts.
And that's a fact.
Well, that bell tells us that we're nearly at the end of the programme. Before that, though, we have time for revision of some of the vocabulary we've talked about today.
60-second recap.
What is an expression for someone who really likes parties?
A party animal. A party animal.
And what expression is used for someone who spoils other people's fun?
A party pooper. A party pooper.
Can you give two different verbs which can be used to say that someone is arranging a party?
There's to have a party, to throw a party, or more formally, to host a party.
How would you say that you've been to a lot of parties and you can't face going to another one?
I'm partied out.
What adjective is used to describe a collection of something, for example music, which is made up of very different styles?
Eclectic.
Now, before we go today, we'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone all the best and a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, to all our listeners, thank you for joining us. And whether you're celebrating Christmas or not, we wish you health and happiness.
If you would like to leave a Christmas message, then please do on the comments page of this week's webcast. Though you'll have to be quick, as the comments will only be open until the end of tomorrow. That's Friday, the 21st of December. We'll be back next week between Christmas and New Year with a special programme.
Until then, Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.